The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. The harvest in this passage is none other than the good works that God needs doing, most especially of spreading the good news of Jesus Christ and saving souls. And the laborers in this passage are men and women who are detached from the things of this world and ready to go preach the good news with their lives. By a show of hands, how many of you have ever thought about becoming a nun, a monk, a sister, brother, or priest? Anyone? I know I have. I want to tell you that it's the duty of every Catholic to discern whether or not God is calling us to enter religious life. And additionally, if you're a young man, whether or not God is calling you to enter the priesthood of Jesus Christ. I want to mention a few things that can help us discern whether or not we might, and I stress might, have a vocation other than marriage. St. Augustine talks about how God can speak to us through our desires, through what attracts us. So if you find ourselves attracted to the idea of being a brother or a sister or a priest, attracted to the idea of giving our entire lives to the Lord, this is an indication that we might have a vocation. If you find that you like the look of the Dominican habits, if you like the idea of teaching as a Jesuit in a university, if you like the idea of caring for the poor, if you like the idea of living in a community of women or men dedicating your entire lives to the service of God's people, of the poor, of teaching, whatever, you might have a vocation. Young men, if you see the vestments of your priest and think, "Oh, that's kind of cool. I like the way that looks." Or if you see your priest offering the body and blood of our Lord at Mass and think, "I kind of like that. I want to do that." Or if little old ladies come up to you at Mass and say, "Hey, you'd make a good priest." These are small indications that you at least need to think about it. All of these things and more point to a possibility that there's something that God at least wants you to think about. Doesn't mean just because you're attracted to these things, just because you like the idea of being a sister or a brother, doesn't mean you necessarily have a vocation. I want to make that clear. But it does mean that God wants you to think about it. He wouldn't have put that desire or that attraction in you if he didn't want you to at least consider the possibility. And if you find that in you, if you find that there is some draw to the religious life or to the priesthood, what do you do with that? One, you talk to God. first and foremost, go and chat with him. I mean, ideally, we're chatting with him every single day. But very specifically, if you find this attraction to the things of the altar, if you find this attraction to teaching with a community of brothers or sisters, talk to God first. Then talk to your parents. And finally, come talk to me, come talk to Father Albert, Monsignor Clem, Father Dennis. I mean, we've discerned. We understand. Now you're probably thinking, oh, but I want to get married. I want a wife and kids, or a family and kids. I want a house. I want a car. I want all the things of the world. This is a natural desire, a natural attraction. Every seminarian, every brother, every sister, every priest, they all had this natural call to marriage. It's a natural call, and it's there. God elevates it when we actually reach the altar as a man and woman and get married. It's elevated to a supernatural vocation. But the initial call is a natural one, meaning that practically everybody has it. But not everybody has this call, this supernatural call, to give your entire life to God. This is something that sets Christians apart from the rest of the world, because we do get these supernatural calls. And so what happens when you have two competing desires, two competing attractions, one to the natural call to marriage, one to the supernatural call to a vocation? You follow the one that is rare. That's a supernatural call. That doesn't mean you're going to be going directly to seminary or to the convent or to the monastery or anything. It just means you need to at least see where it goes. Oftentimes, God just wants to see if you trust him and will follow him where he's trying to lead you. It may not be to priesthood. It may not be to the convent or the monastery. It may be to marriage, but he wants to know that you trust him enough to follow him wherever he leads you. Don't forget, I don't think I forgot about the parents and the godparents. I haven't. I have a message for you too. Moms and dads, grandmothers and grandfathers, there's a second part to this passage that I read. Ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. That's your duty. That's your job. It's the job of every single married and single person in the world. It's on each of us to pray for more vocations, asking God that even one of our own children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren might be called to be a sister or a brother or a priest. We can't prevent one of these little ones from going to our Lord and following his call. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, oh, Father, we need so many more priests. We're dying of our vocations. And then in the same breath, oh, but I don't want my kid to do it. We can't do that. I understand there's a desire to have your child, you know, like carry on the family genes, right? Carry on the family legacy, whatever it is. But we have to trust that God's plan for us and for our children is good, and that it will lead to their happiness. Because I can tell you that the vocation to the priesthood, the vocation to the convent, to be a sister, to be a religious brother, is absolutely beautiful and filled with so much love and joy. Don't be afraid of letting your children and your grandchildren go. Our Lord says the laborer deserves payment. We heard that in the gospel today. Having a sister, brother, or priest in the family is such a great blessing. Oftentimes, they are much more available to the family than a married couple. They're able to be present in times of difficulty. They're able to take time away from, we can take time away in a moment's notice to run and go be with a family member in the hospital. There's no issue. Like, we are always available. But more than that, having a brother, a sister, or a priest is a great blessing. Because when we get to heaven and our Lord asks what we've done to help further the kingdom of God, if we have a brother, a sister, or a priest in the family, we can say to him, my God, I have given you my son my daughter, my grandson, my granddaughter. That's such a beautiful thing to be able to say. So, my brothers and sisters, we all have a role to play in fostering vocations. Either we have a duty now to discern whether or not we have a vocation other than marriage, and that we might have a call to work in his vineyard as religious or a priest, or we have a duty to encourage our children to discern this. It can be hard and honestly scary to discern these things, but again, I want you to know that I'm here to talk to you about it. Father Albert is here to talk to you about it. Monsignor Clem, Father Dennis. If you have any inclination towards the priesthood, towards religious life, as a brother or sister, come talk to us. We were more than happy to have this conversation. And additionally, if you have misgivings about recommending your children for the religious life, come talk to us, please. It's good to discern and encourage, and you don't have to do it alone.